1969 Mets World Series champ Ed Cranepool, actually the longest serving Met in orange and blue, joins us on the phone now. Ed, I hope you're doing well and glad that you could join us.
Well, I'm feeling great, which is really surprising after 5 months of surgery, and feeling good, and I'm glad I'm here, and we can celebrate the 69 World Series, and it's been exciting this year, and I'm fortunate enough, you know, be able to celebrate.
You sound really healthy. Looking forward to seeing you at the WCBS Business Breakfast as well. And, you know, let me ask you about that, because this year has been a year of celebration with this 1969 team, a team that overcame a lot of adversity and a lot of challenges. And then this year you got your donation and, you know, you overcame your own personal challenges. Tell me about how this year has gone for you.
Well, it's been very exciting because people want to talk about, you know, the reunion of the 69 Mets and, of course, the celebration that we had. And, you know, we've had so many fans over the years, and they never forgot, you know, the celebration that we had back in 69. The Mets fans, you know, certainly, you know, don't have a lot to cheer about. They've only had two championships, you know, in their history, 69 and 86. But something about 69, the people really got behind us. It was a tough time in the country at that back in 69. You had people walking on the moon. You had Woodstock. You had the Vietnam War. There was a lot of negative surroundings. But, of course, winning in 69 with our ball club really brought the country together. And people, you know, got behind us and celebrated. And they've celebrated this year. And, you know, it just brings joy to people's you know, place where they're at. And it's great to be part of it. And like I've been very lucky, I've had two miracles, the Mets and, of course, getting a kidney this year. So I'm able to celebrate. I'm healthy. I'm getting around and I'm looking forward to it. We've got a number of things coming up. We have some things in the city. We have an event coming up out at the Cradle of Aviation on the 16th of October, which we're looking forward to. It was supposed to be at the Westbury Music Fair, but we moved it over the Cradle, and that celebration with the fans, and they can't wait to see us, and we're all excited about it.
How special is it for you to get together with your former teammates and also be with the fans? And that's kind of what Wednesday night's all going to be about.
Well, it's always good to see Shamsky and Sabota. They're two close friends of mine for over 50 years. So, you know, anytime you see guys that are still around, we had a reunion at the ballpark this year in June. We had about 12 guys that came in. A couple of guys couldn't come in. So, you know, every day when you get up in the morning, you can say a little prayer and say thankful, you know, that you're still here. You're still able to do things. The fans will never let us forget 69. They want to hear the stories. They want to see us. They want to get an autograph. And I'll tell you what, it brings joy to everybody's heart, you know, to really be able to celebrate. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the fans next Wednesday. And you know what? It just keeps you young, and that's the great thing about it.
When you look back 50 years ago, and I'm sure you can relate to all these stories that I heard from Ron Swoboda and hear from all these guys, what is the thing that sticks out to you about this team?
Well, the thing that was so good about the team, it was a team. Remember, it was 25 players against the rest of the league, and Gil utilized everybody and got the most out of all the players. He convinced us all that platooning and changing the lineup around on different days was in the best interest of the ball club, and that's how we beat the Cubs. They had the best 8 players. The Mets had the best 25 players as a group, so that was important to us. And, you know, the big thing about our ball club is we all got along. You know, I mean, it's 50 years after the fact, and we're still getting together. Cleon Jones is coming up to New York next week. There are guys that we see 50 years after the fact. I've been on a lot of ball clubs, and a lot of players came through Shea Stadium and Citi Field, and you don't visit with all of them. But with that group that we had in 69, stayed very close on and off the field, and we traveled as a group, we played as a group, and we celebrated as a group, and we're still celebrating, and that's what's great.
You talk about Gil Hodges, and what was the kind of feeling that he brought to the clubhouse? I was talking to Ron about this and about you know, how he was able to rally a young group of, you know, a team that no one gave a chance to win. And Gil came in there and really, you know, had you guys bound together. What did Gil bring to the table in your mind that really helps catapult you guys to win?
Well, he brought leadership, and that's what you need from the manager. You need some direction and leadership. You know, when he got us together in the spring of 69, he changed the culture of the Mets. The Mets were a losing, fun-loving group, but losing is not fun for a major league player. He wanted to change that, and he said, you've got to learn how to win. And he, you know, he made us work on our fundamentals, and the one-run games that we lost in previous years, we started to win them early in the season, and we kept building on it as the season progressed. And we got better as the year progressed. And by the middle of the summer, we were a very good ball club. And if you look at the results the second half of the season, we won a lot of ball games coming down the stretch. We won the pennant in 1969. The Cubs didn't lose it. We beat them every time we had to. When we faced them head on, we swept series. We beat every ball club ahead of us. And you know what? We just had a lot of fun. Winning was fun. Losing is not fun, but they're both contagious. And Gil was the leader of our organization, and he gave us the right direction. And I'll tell you what, he should go in the Hall of Fame. This is his last opportunity, you know, and they should vote him in because he deserves to be in there because of the way he played and the way he managed.
Ed Kranepool, you'll be with Art Shamsky and Ron Swoboda and Cleon Jones Wednesday night. Cradle of Aviation Museum, 7 o'clock, Charles Lindbergh Boulevard in Garden City, cradleofaviation.org for tickets. Should be a fun night. It really looks like a great time with some Mets fans.
We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to show the movie of the 69 Mets, I believe, and then we've got some stories, and people are going to have a lot of fun. So thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you at your business breakfast.